Welcome to the Empire State of Mind. On this episode, we're going to talk about onboarding and training new inspectors.
We believe the purpose of owning a business is funding your perfect life. Welcome to the next generation of growth and opportunity in the inspection industry. This is the Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind.
Helping build companies with faster growth, higher profits, and more time freedom. Finally, a podcast for the home inspection industry and beyond. This is the Empire State of Mind. And this is your host, Matt Williams.
Yo, 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 welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're back for another episode. I can tell you I'm pretty excited about this one. This is a topic that whether you're a new inspector, maybe you're thinking about getting into the inspection industry, perhaps you have a company with multiple inspectors going on, this topic is one that's really going to apply to anyone in the inspection industry, no matter what stage that you're in. We're going to be talking about onboarding new inspectors. How do you train new inspectors? How do you get your education up to the right level? And today I have my guest and new friend, Jesse Kennedy. Jesse, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Jesse is part of something called ICA. What is ICA?
So ICA is Inspection Certification Associates. We're a home inspection training school.
That's excellent. And you guys have been around for a while, right?
Yeah, we've been in business for over 12 years.
That's incredible. And so I know you have like an online thing and you do some in-person training, right?
That's right. We train home inspectors online, in person, and in the field.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Were you ever a home inspector?
No, I was not.
You were not a home inspector. Did you ever do any teaching?
No, I have not.
What do you do?
So I work in the office. I help with student support, help with sales, marketing, make sure that the school's operating. I'm the operations director.
Nice. So you understand how the systems work and how to get people through it all.
That's like, right.
Yeah, got it. Okay. That's excellent. That's really incredible. So you guys are doing the online stuff and then live too. Where do you do live classes at?
So we have live classes where they're required in states like Massachusetts, Virginia, North Carolina, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, here in Texas. We have training all over the United States.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's really cool. How many people have you trained? Do you know? Like how many people have like gone through your classes?
We've trained over 30,000 home inspectors.
Holy cow. That's a lot. That's pretty cool, man. 30,000? That's amazing. That's really cool. So you all over the country, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. So you're training them, you're getting them set up. So what does it look like if someone says, I want to start a class and become an inspector? Like, what's the process look like?
So they'll visit the website or they'll give us a call toll free. We can set them up with the training program.
Yeah.
Either over the phone or they can register right there online.
Like online classes?
Yeah. Even if you buy a live class, you'll get access to our online program. So you can start studying from home right away and preparing for your live class. Or if you're just doing it online, you'll start with lesson one immediately.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. I actually, when I was first getting started in the business, I did a ton of research and I'm trying to figure out some education. And my first thing I ever did, I actually took the ICA course. It was a number of years ago. I know you guys have done updates and expansions and all this other stuff, but it was very informative. So I did the full ICA class and then I did other courses on top of it from other brands. Just because I took all the different ones I could find that were out there online. But my first one was ICA and it was a pretty valuable resource. It actually helped me get going in the right direction. Yeah. So that's incredible. In fact, some of my inspectors have gone through the ICA course. And at 30,000 people, that's amazing, man.
Well, that's great. Glad we could get you a good foundation.
Yeah, it was a great foundation. Yeah, the content was high quality in the sense of like photos and it was accurate information. It was really good, man. It was really good. Yeah. So I know you do other courses and stuff too, besides just home inspector, like a home inspection course. What else do you guys do?
So within our online training program, we also have bonus courses. They cover ancillary topics like mold, radon, termite, septic, well inspection, pools, spas, sprinklers, thermal imaging, lead paint, asbestos, mobile homes, manufactured homes, tiny homes, log homes.
You just keep going.
And we have a bonus course on roof inspection with a drone.
Oh my gosh. That's fascinating. So that all that stuff is on your website. Is that part of like your package price, or?
We include it with the online program. So anytime after you graduate or while you're training with us, you can access those courses and build and grow your business from there.
That's amazing. And are you guys still adding courses to the ancillary side of things?
We are. We're also having a major focus right now on continuing education in the industry. So if you need to keep up your license, We have continuing education courses available in states that are requiring certain hours.
Right. So like, I'm based in New Mexico. In fact, you just looked it up. I forgot. What was the CE requirements in New Mexico?
Every 3 years, you're going to need 60 hours. Six of those must be ethics.
So 6 hours of ethics, and then the 34 hours of continuing education. And you guys have that on your, as part of the package.
Yeah, we'll have those courses available for you to register for.
Sick. That's amazing. Yeah, that's really incredible, man. That's really incredible. Yeah. So what's your favorite part about working with home inspectors?
My favorite part is talking to people and really just seeing, you know, what are they looking to do, trying to help them, find them the resources they need to achieve their goals.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Is it like, it's gotta be pretty fulfilling to see people who are like, I think I might want to do this, and like get all the training and all of a sudden they're like making a living doing it.
Absolutely. We get calls from guys once in a while that have done their 200th inspection and they're just geeked about it. They can't believe how much fun they've had doing home inspections, and they call us and actually thank us for the training.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's gotta be really cool. I love that, man. That's a good story. That's a really good story. So you help a lot of inspectors get started. And you're helping people with continuing education so they can keep their license up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
In addition to that, we're also helping businesses grow their base of inspectors. So like yourself, like if you need to hire somebody, They're going to need the training. So we help them out, make sure they're able to get the training, get their license, pass their state test. We have 700 practice questions for the national exam. To make sure that guys are prepped and have every opportunity to study before they sit down and invest money and taking the test.
Right, right. So a guy like me, like I have several inspectors on my team, multi-inspector firm. And so if I'm on board, if I'm going to hire another guy to another inspector, maybe who is maybe totally green off the street, as the business owner, I can basically hire or pay for the course, and they can start taking that course and working their way through it. How long does it take to get through the course?
So the average student, if you put in about 2 hours every day online, you should finish in about 3 to 4 weeks.
That's not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
Yeah. Okay. And so 2 hours a day?
2 hours a day, and that's part-time training. So take one lesson every night, take the quiz. If you do that consistently, you're done in less than a month. If you wanted to knock it all out full-time, 7 to 10 days of dedicated time, you can finish the whole course in an accelerated format.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, all right. So for a guy like me, I'm kind of now just thinking like as a business owner, with inspectors, like I'm going to onboard somebody, like I could have them in the field with my existing inspectors doing like on the job training style out in the field. And then simultaneously in the afternoons or evenings, they could be also doing 2 hours a night or an afternoon, of online training. So they're getting kind of the textbook and the real world application every day for less than a month. And they would have like all the requirements done for the classroom.
Exactly. Just like New Mexico requires, you need to do 30 field events.
Correct. So at the end of 1 month, I could have somebody with 30 inspections in the field with my guys, and I could have them all the way through the online course portion of it. And then they're starting to prep for taking the national exam.
That's exactly right.
I got to tell you, like that efficiency is pretty incredible. I can tell you that, I've been trying to work myself through this. And so this is really helpful because for me, so I don't know if anybody's even listening to this one, but I'm actually right now, like my wheels are turning because it's taken sometimes 3 months or 4 months to get somebody onboarded and like going the right direction, but really using ICA and using the field together, I could probably onboard somebody significantly faster.
Definitely. Yeah. Plus you have that roadmap of our 24 video lessons.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be able to track their progress too and know exactly.
So I can see.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Or just contact our support team and say, hey, how far did Johnny get with the training here? I paid for his training. Is he done yet?
Yeah, so I could check in at the end of the week and be like, all right, are they doing their homework?
Exactly.
Oh, that's killer. Yeah, because then it's like, right, because I'm paying for this thing and I'm putting them in. If they're not doing the homework, then I can get on them and be like, hey, Johnny, man, like, yeah, this is a job. You got to work on this, right?
Exactly. And,
sick.
And not everybody puts in the time and finishes the course. So if you have somebody you hired and say they just don't follow through and finish, contact us and we can switch the training account for somebody that will finish the course and reset the modules for you.
Oh, wow.
Because we know that's important as a business owner.
Yeah, super important, right? Because if I, you know, as the owner, right, I'm spending the money on it. So I, you know, I'm paying a guy, right? And I'm paying for classes and I'm paying for all this other stuff. Yeah, it's a huge outlay as a business owner to get someone dialed up and going. And it's cool that you guys have a structure in place that kind of helps a guy like me make sure that I'm maximizing my investment dollars on staffing and helping my staff be the best they could be.
Yeah, we focus on that too. We have the best staff in the industry. If you call us, we'll answer the phone. We'll help you. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll call you back or just email us. We'll get you what you need right away.
Man, I love that. That is really cool, man. That's really cool. So onboarding, so you made a list of ancillary courses. You just like rattled them all off and it was like, oh my gosh, that's so many. But in there I heard like pool and spa. So depending where you're at in the country, like pools are pretty popular in many areas. What does that course look like?
So it's a shorter course, but it's going to teach you how to go through a full swimming pool inspection, what you're looking for, how to write up your report, things like that.
Okay. What are some of the other courses? What are some of the more popular ancillary courses?
A lot of guys like to go through our mobile homes course.
Oh.
If that's popular in your area, there might be a lot of mobile homes to inspect. It's just a little bit different than a standard residential home. So you're going to want to know how to inspect that properly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because on a regular home, you have poured foundations and you have stem walls and all that stuff. But on a mobile home, it's a little different.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. What else is one of the more popular ancillary courses?
We have a thermal imaging course. A lot of guys like to use a thermal imager just as they're doing their inspection to make sure that they're seeing everything they possibly can or help identify defects.
Yeah.
It's not required, but it's a nice add-on.
Right, right. Yeah. I see some people advertise that as like a extra service that they offer or maybe they just include it in what they're doing. It's just a tool in the tool bag, right?
Same goes for termite inspections. A lot of guys are getting into termite inspections to build and grow their business and offer more services and more upsells. In most states, you just have to take a test with your state Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is in New Mexico. Yeah, we added up, we got all of our guys licensed in termite but we actually went and hired a local guy to come and teach us all that stuff because we didn't realize it was available online. So it's possible we could have maybe streamlined the process with using ICA.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, there we go. Look at this. I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
Now, good example. That's a course that we've added on since you started the training program. But if you log in today, you'll be able to access that course now.
For no additional money?
Correct.
Wait. So I paid a fee. What's the fee if you're paying for this?
So our online self-paced training program is $695.
So I paid roughly that probably when I started. So $695, and here I am years later. You add additional ancillary courses. Like I don't have to pay any more money for that.
Correct. We add those right into the online training program so that guys have the resources they need to be successful.
That's incredible. Yeah, I'm not going to say anybody else's name, but paying like $50 a month forever seems like a one-time fee, and like seems like a pretty good value add.
With us, it's just a one-time payment.
Right. I love that, man. That's really cool. That's really cool. I know there's other companies out there that do training, but the fact that it's like, here I am years later and you've added new courses, I don't have to pay anything extra. That's amazing. I love that. Now I'm going to have to go back and log back into my account because I haven't logged into it for a while. Yeah, that's amazing. I want to see what else you guys have added. So WDO, termite inspection, that's awesome. Do you guys do sewer scoping videos and how to do that?
Sewer scope, we do not, but we do have courses that cover well inspections, septic systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. I actually asked all my guys about septic. I was like, we're talking about different ancillaries to add on. And so I figured it's kind of a group decision because we'll all have to be part of it, you know, and kind of lay out the financials and see, hey, what do you guys think is a good opportunity? And I actually started to work on septic and one of my inspector guys raised his hand. He's like, yeah, there is no way I'm opening up a septic tank. That is nasty. And like, and all the other guys started laughing and everybody's like, yeah, all the whole team were like, yeah, boss, we don't want to do that. And I was like, you're like, what if there's good money in it? Yeah, there's just, and I was like, laughed and I was like, all right, guys, and we're not going to do it. Like, I'm not going to, if you don't want to do it, we're not going to do it. I get it. It's nasty.
It is outside of the scope of a standard inspection.
Oh, of course. You charge more for it. You add on and stuff. What I love about this is it actually can help both a solo inspector or even, doesn't matter who you are, you can raise your average ticket price by adding all these ancillaries on. You know, like, sure, you might, maybe your home inspection is only $400 or something like that, or $450, depending on the size of the home. But then you go, well, I'm going to add on that WDO, and maybe depending on your area, maybe it's $75 or $100 add on. You know, you get into like a well inspection, or you get into they got a pool, and you can add on a few hundred for the pool, and start adding and adding, and pretty soon, like, you're out at one house, but instead of like a $450 ticket, you end up with like a $1,000 ticket.
Exactly. And you're saving on your marketing costs by just doing that one inspection instead of multiple.
Right.
And you're saving on your travel time and your gas time. So it's good.
You get crazy efficient with your business, and your profit goes up because, yeah, you don't have to drive to another house. It's the same house. You only had to sell one person, and you end up with multiple inspections off of that one customer. Yeah, you're right. So all your advertising dollars, you get way more ROI on all of that stuff. I love that you guys have so many ancillary things because it helps people build their business and increase their average ticket price. That's amazing.
Plus your clients are happy too because they're just dealing with one inspector instead of multiple.
Yeah, and I feel like it would give the inspector like a more holistic view too, because, you know, like if you're walking through the house and you're certified in mold, you know what you're looking for in mold, you know, it's going to help you when you're doing the house inspection to be like, oh, there's more mold potential here, and you're already thinking in a little bit different light. I know, like, when we added termite inspection to our crew and they all got licensed in it, they all said, yeah, we're actually better inspectors now as home inspectors because they're looking for the termites at the same time. And so, yeah, they're like, you know, they get to be more efficient in their time, but they also felt like the quality of what their inspection was got better.
Yeah. They're probably spending a little bit more time on the property too and looking just a little deeper.
They do. Yeah. And then, so now that we do all these different ancillaries, they all talk about it. And all my guys have thermal cameras on their rigs and on their trucks. And so they all know what they're looking for. And now all of a sudden they're breaking out thermal cameras and other things whenever they see suspicious situations. Yeah. We end up with a higher quality inspection. So really, like, what you're doing helps people get higher quality inspections. And it helps you make more money and it helps keep you in compliance.
That's right. And the guys that do our training are more hireable by the larger companies too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If I had somebody that showed up and said, hey, I've done all the ICA stuff, I'm already done these courses and these things, man, I'm way more likely to hire them than somebody who doesn't know anything yet.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. 100%, man. Yeah. That's how it works. That's really cool, man. That's good. So the company, where is it based out of?
Out of Chicago.
Okay. Is that where you live?
No, I'm actually in Green Bay.
Oh, right. Okay. Are you a Packers fan?
I am.
Yeah.
Have to be.
How's your season going?
Not too good.
Yeah. I'm a Broncos fan, so I'm also not too good most years.
Yeah. We feel for you too.
Yeah, exactly. See, I don't know. We've been struggling for a while. You guys were actually really good for a long time though.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We've been blessed and now we're starting over.
Yeah. Well, you always got a rebuilding year, right? That's funny. Yeah, man. That's good. So you're in Green Bay. It's based out of Chicago and you have live courses all over the place. And do you have like people all over the country that run that, or are they flying out? People are flying all over the place to teach those courses.
We have technical trainers all over the country. A lot of them, we do have travel to different cities to teach 8-day live classes, 10-day live classes, 5-day classes, whatever your state requires. We make sure that our training fits the bill so you can get your license.
That's excellent. Yeah, that's really cool. And so then like in New Mexico, you have to go through the classes, but then you also have to do like a ride along, certain number of like ride alongs with somebody. How do you handle that with your, like, does every state require that kind of stuff? I don't know that.
Alabama, Virginia. I'm trying to think now what other states.
They have like a ride along requirement.
Yeah.
So how do you guys handle that on the training? Are you able to help them find that, or do you just like tell them good luck?
There's a handful of states where we're allowed to take them out as a class and do field training for them and take them to home. So Illinois is a good example. In the Chicago area, especially, we'll go on 5 home inspections over a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
And that fully meets their state requirements as long as their trainer has a license for 5 years or longer.
Okay.
So we'll do that. We usually have a class 3 times a month in the Chicago area, Carbondale, East St. Louis.
Okay.
Quad Cities. And then Indiana, we do a 2-day field training class. But then states like, say, Virginia, you have to do 25 fee-paid home inspections with a licensed home inspector.
Yeah.
Where we can't do a class because it has to be a real inspection for a client. In that case, a lot of the inspectors that are getting started get hired on by a larger company.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So then you get hired on a different company and they can kind of get started that way. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What I've learned is in doing this is like you can take the course, you can pass the test. It actually doesn't make you a good home inspector until you get enough reps under your belt, enough like field coaching to be able, because like you see it in textbooks, but then the real world is like the most bizarre things happen in the real world. And you're like, who the heck ever thought about installing a water heater this way? You know, and it takes some reps before you really get good at it. And you guys help them get to the licensing stage, which is really important. But it's just like this, getting a driver's license doesn't make you a good driver necessarily, right? And so, but you guys help them get to that licensing stage, which is for a guy like me, I love it because I think you have a guy that's like right there getting that license. I can start teaching them in the field and help them be a really good home inspector so that they understand like the real world, like you have your hands on it, looking at it. It's just a little bit different than looking at the pictures and the videos.
Yeah, the more field training you can do, the better. And get the experience, especially if you can go out with another licensed inspector.
Yeah.
That's invaluable experience for you to start your career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
One other nice thing that we do for our students, we include a report software package, Report Pro Nitro. So you can actually download that software while you're doing the training and do practice inspections.
Oh,
it has a built-in checklist, so it's going to guide you through your home inspection. So you make sure you're checking off everything in the list, snapping photos, and then it generates a PDF report right on site. It all works offline too, so you can do it without an internet connection.
That's awesome. And that's so some inspection softwares are like monthly fees and stuff. This isn't that way. This is just like a flat fee done.
We actually include it with the $695 online course.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We like to think so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If you're just getting started, like it's a great way to kind of figure out what you're doing.
Yeah. It's a good resource. We partnered with homeinspectionform.com to make sure all of our students get that software for free.
That's amazing, man. That's really amazing. I love that. That's amazing. So you guys really are kind of like a one-stop shop to get started.
Yeah, everything you need all in one package so you can get your license and get started doing your first inspection.
That's incredible, man. That's incredible. And 30,000 people later, you're still doing it. That's incredible.
Yeah, we've even expanded into Canada now.
Oh, right. That's cool, man. I love that. That's awesome. So it's international now.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're in every province with the exception of Alberta and British Columbia, where we're required to set up some live courses.
So okay.
Those are coming in the near future.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And so earlier you had mentioned that your company actually does more training than just home inspection. Is that right? Like you do other types of training in other fields?
Correct.
Yeah. What do you guys do there?
So through Edcetera, that's our parent company, and PDH Academy, we do training for architects, engineers. There's even a healthcare brand where we're training radiologists, optometrists, you name it.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So the whole company, so the company is like pretty big then, and it's got a lot of different education, a lot of different fields.
Yeah, over 50 employees.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool, and it all started like 12 years ago.
It did.
That's incredible. That is like so much growth in such a short amount of time. You guys obviously know what you're doing. You obviously are like filling a need and doing a good job with it to be able to grow like that.
A lot of hardworking folks on the team.
Yeah, like right, exactly. I'm sure that's a lot of hard work to make that happen, man. Yeah, wow, that's really fantastic. Yeah. So anyhow, if someone's ready to say, oh, you know what, I want to get started in this or I want to look into this more, what's y'all's website?
ICAschool.com.
ICAschool.com. And if they want to get a hold of you directly, Jesse, where's the best way for you?
Just call the number on the website. It's 888-374-4096.
They call that in. They can ask for Jesse. They can talk to you and then you can help them get what they need.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Dude, thank you so much for being on the show, coming over here and talking about this. I really think this is a pretty valuable resource that a lot of people could use. And to be able to, train and onboard exist or their employees, or if you're trying to be brand new in the field, man, this is a great starting place for a potential inspector. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Empire State of Mind for the home inspection industry and beyond. Our passion is to elevate the home inspection industry with mindset, strategy, and tools. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. For more, follow on Instagram at IEB Coaching. And don't forget to hit the website at www.iebcoaching.com. Learn about IEB at no cost and have all your questions answered on our open call once a month on the third week of the month. We hope to see you there, and we'll see you next time on the Empire State of Mind.